Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and welcome to this session on the theories of ageing. We won't be meeting for this session. Instead, all of the material is going to be available online, and it's going to be available through the links on the sheet of paper, which you probably have opened on the computer in front of you. I guess you must have that open because that's where the link to this podcast is. So thanks very much for making a start and for listening to the podcast. The podcast is just going briefly to introduce the material that I've got for you. First of all, there's another session by me, this time a lecture on articulate PowerPoint, where you can see the PowerPoints and you can listen to my voice. And this is a lecture on the theories of ageing, exclusively, in this case, the biological theories of ageing. The actual PowerPoints will be available for you on the eBridge site if you want to download the PowerPoints and look at them as well. Next is a YouTube by Jennifer Tullett from the University of Kent. This is very short, it's only about 15 minutes or so, and this is about the biology of ageing. It's mainly about animal biology, but nevertheless she raises some interesting points and I think it's well worth looking at. And she also raises the possibilities for what we can do to actually look at the genetics of ageing and possibly to counteract some of the effects of ageing. Next, we have a very interesting YouTube by Aubrey de Grey. It's longer than the last one. It's about half an hour long, but I really would urge you to listen to Aubrey. He's a very engaging character. I'll let you into a secret. I don't believe a word of what he says. I don't believe that it is possible to halt or reverse ageing to the extent that Aubrey thinks is possible, but he really is very committed to this, and I think that it's well worth seeing this view, which I would put at the extreme end of the gerontological spectrum. Anyway, see what you think. Next, the material is all for reading from the Max Planck Institute for Biology. There's a very short page on age-related diseases. It just lists those diseases that are common in old age. And then from the National Institute on Ageing, there is another session or material to read on the biology of ageing. And next, there's a link to the National Institute on Ageing in the USA, and this is about the biology of ageing, and you can follow up the various links there, and that will supplement some of the material in my session and by Jennifer Tullett. And the next two links are to programmed ageing, and they present, just on a simple page, the two main theories of ageing, the antagonistic pleiotropy theory of ageing and the disposable soma theory of ageing. I don't want you to worry too much about these. These are quite complex and difficult to distinguish. I cover them to some extent in my session. But for those of you who are interested, I just wanted you to be able to read about these in slightly more detail than I'm able to cover in my lecture. And finally, the psychosocial theories of ageing. I think it's just important that you at least know what these are. They are not so fashionable these days, the psychosocial theories of ageing. However, the disengagement theory and the activity theory, which are really diametrically opposed theories of ageing, have actually had some effect on nursing practice. The activity theory is one where it's thought that people, as they age, actually take up activities to compensate for the ones that they've given up, like employment and taking up hobbies. It's a very sort of westernised, developed world view of ageing. Disengagement theory says exactly the opposite. And of course, if these theories dictate particular kinds of nursing care, you can see that the kind of care that would come out of these theories could be quite different. There are other psychosocial theories. I think it's important that you're just exposed to these, but I wouldn't spend too much time reading up about them. I think in your nursing practice you can be far more concerned with the biological theories and the biological effects of ageing. So I hope you enjoy these sessions, and my email is at the bottom of the sheet in front of you. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me, but if you find that any of these links don't work, I've just checked them all just now as I'm doing this podcast at the end of 2015, but if the links have broken for any reason, please get in touch with me and I can make sure that we fix them and we can put this sheet up again on your eBridge site. Once again, thanks very much.